you to the Holistic Health Show. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. Today we will start a new series on seasonal allergies and finish our series on back pain. My first guest is Dr. Stephen Park, who will talk about seasonal allergies. Dr. Park is an otolaryngologist, surgeon, and author of the book Sleep Interrupted, A Physician Reveals the Number One Reason Why So Many of Us Are Sick and Tired. His book has been endorsed by the New York Times best-selling authors Christina Northrup, M.D., Dean Orish, M.D., Mark Lipanis, M.D., and Mary Shulman. Dr. Park is a clinical assistant professor of otolaryngology at the New York Medical College. Stephen practices integrative medicine and surgery with a firm belief that other models of health and disease can complement traditional Western medicine. He provides monthly live teleseminars with experts not only related to his field of practice, but also professionals in other areas. He has interviewed acupuncturists, dietitians, and neuro-linguist programming and hypnosis experts in the past. He believes that treating the whole person, including diet, lifestyle, stress, and emotional states, rather than focusing on one single symptom or area of the body, is important. More information is available at www.sleepinterrupted.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Steve, and I look forward to hearing about lifestyle issues and allergies. First, what are the allergies and how are they treated conventionally?
Sure. Well, allergies are typical things like pollen, you know, seasonal allergies with tree pollens and grass pollens and ragweed in the fall. Those are your conventional seasonal allergies. And then you also have perennial allergies, which are like dust, mold, and animal dander, things that just causes inflammation in your nose and just wreaks havoc on your health. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, it's treated with conservative measures like avoidance, using filters and bed sheets. But if you have more severe allergies, then you can start with some of these over-the-counter medications like the antihistamines, and then there's certain other allergy medications that you can use. But then as you get more and more severe, then you may end up needing prescription medications.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to see an allergist to find out exactly what you're allergic to, and some people are candidates for shots.
Mm-hmm. I did this after Hurricane Isabel. I developed allergies, and I was most allergic to cats, then dogs, then feathers, dust, ragweed, and I don't know what all, but I had never had them before. And so I usually in the spring I have a little problem, and in the fall I have a little problem, and the rest of the year I'm okay. Then how do allergies affect your quality of sleep?
Well, it's generally a given that if you have bad allergies, you're not going to sleep well. And I think an overly simplistic explanation is that the allergies themselves, kind of like an infection or a cold, is what leads to poor sleep. But if you look at this from a sleep breathing standpoint, what typically happens is if your nose gets stuffed up for whatever reason, so whether it's a cold or an allergy, when your nose gets stuffy, as you breathe in, you create a mild vacuum effect, right,
mm-hmm.
in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that happens, with most modern humans, whenever you go into deep sleep, your muscles have to relax.
Mm-hmm.
So your tongue, which is actually your biggest upper airway dilator, it relaxes as you go into deep sleep. And for many people, in fact, most modern humans stop breathing once in a while. They just don't know it. This is why you toss and turn at night when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So if your nose happens to be stuffy, it kind of tips you over the edge where your tongue starts to fall back more often, and then at a certain point, it will obstruct your breathing and you keep waking up. So that's why when you have a cold or an allergy, even if you've been completely normal beforehand, you can suddenly develop these sudden arousals at night when you're sleeping. So that's
mm-hmm.
why you're going to toss and turn more. But once the allergy goes away, you get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Some people say that they are free of allergies, but they still have stuffy, runny noses. And this often will occur during allergy season. How can they best treat this, or how is this best treated?
Sure. Basically, if you look at the time frame of a typical allergy response, first, let's say you get exposed to tree pollens that you're severely allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
You get the classic sneezing, watery, itchy eyes, runny nose, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then as that process starts to go away, what happens is you get this slow congestion phase. So initially you get the sneezing, the runniness, but then after a few days and definitely after a few weeks, you start to get this congestion. And so that's the chronic long-term effect of allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, it's treated the same way as allergies, but you may have to add a decongestant. So many of these allergy medicines have a decongestant built in, like Claritin or Allegra D. The
mm-hmm.
D is a decongestant,
mm-hmm.
and many of these are basically Sudafed. That's built into the antihistamine pill. And then if you use prescription medications, many times we'll give either topical antihistamines or topical steroid sprays for the nose. It helps to calm the allergic reaction, and that'll help the congestion somewhat. However, there's another kind of allergy that mimics allergy, but it's really not an allergy, and that's what's called chronic or non-allergic rhinitis. And this is when your nose's nervous system is overly sensitive to weather changes, so for example, pressure, temperature, or humidity changes, even chemical scents and odors. It just irritates the nervous system in your nose, so you end up having either a stuffy or runny nose all the time. So that can lead to similar symptoms with congestion, headaches, post-nasal drip, and other various symptoms.
Mm-hmm. What about sinus infections then? Do these always follow an allergy problem?
Anytime your nose gets stuffed up for whatever reason, whether it's an allergy or a cold, your sinuses will get backed up temporarily. So that's when you initially feel the pain and the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many people go on into a true bacterial infection, however. In most cases, even if it feels like a bad infection, it's really not.
Oh.
It's just pain
mm-hmm.
because the nerve endings are very irritated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but only a few percent of people end up going into a true infection. And even then, let's say the sinuses close off and you get this vacuum effect, which causes the pain. And then when you have swelling and inflammation, the fluid accumulates inside your sinuses, and that acts as a kind of like a petri dish for bacteria that normally live in your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So then you get the classic bacterial infection. And yes, that's the classic description of a sinusitis, but I would say 90% of the time when people say, I have a sinusitis, it's really not a true bacterial infection.
Oh.
So the key to treating this is decongestion. You need to open up your sinuses in your nose as much as possible, as early as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do it either using, the simplest thing is to use lots of nasal saline.
Mm-hmm.
There are various ways of getting salt water into your
mm-hmm.
nose,
mm-hmm.
and that works by decongesting the mucous membranes inside your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that has to be done often, but when you do it frequently, it helps to keep your nose clear, and it opens up the sinuses, and then that allows your body to normally heal yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you need more aggressive treatment, so you can use the decongestant spray, pills, allergy medicines. So all these over-the-counter medicines that you see for sinus problems,
mm-hmm.
essentially anything with the word sinus in it has a decongestant, whether it's a spray or a pill.
Oh. Don't a lot of doctors give antibiotics when there's a sinus problem?
They do, unfortunately, and the same thing applies to throat pain, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the problem is that doctors just don't have the time to do a full examination to get to know the patient's history.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that's the way it is. It's just easier to appease the patient to give an antibiotic. And in
mm-hmm.
most cases, when patients are, they get
right,
the antibiotic, they feel
right.
better. And that could be a placebo effect.
Mm-hmm.
Or, most of these sinus problems get better on their own, even if you don't do anything after a couple of days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the interesting things about sinus infections, and even throat infections, is that in many cases, doctors will give something called a Z-Pak,
mm-hmm.
azithromycin.
Mm-hmm.
or any of these similar antibiotics in that class called macrolides. And this class of antibiotic has an interesting property. It has this anti-inflammatory property. And that's been well documented. And so one of the interesting properties of this antibiotic is that it's a pro-motility agent, meaning that it empties your stomach faster.
Mm-hmm.
So what it comes down to is anytime you have more of these obstructions and arousals that I talked about earlier, what happens is mechanistically you create this vacuum effect that suctions up your normal stomach juices up into your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And they've shown that these same juices can then go into your nose, sinuses, and ears and lungs and cause massive inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take something that helps to empty your stomach faster, that means you're lessening the effect of your stomach juice on your throat and your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people start to feel better much faster than they typically would with, you know, a true bacterial infection when they take antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. Now, I often use a nasal sniff when I have a nasal problem, and I saw that you said that this is a double-edged sword. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
You're talking about nasal saline irrigation, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So this is a very commonly recommended way of sinus and nasal health, because the saline irrigation, and there's different forms of irrigating your nose. You can use a simple mist or a spray or an aerosol or a squeeze bottle. Some people use water pick machines to just really, you know, use high pressure irrigation. A more popular way is to use a neti pot, which is an Indian yoga version,
mm-hmm.
using gravity. But they all work the same way. Saline acts to decongest the mucous membranes because it's a little bit saltier than your normal plasma. And so your normal mucous membranes end up shrinking. So that's why you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It also flushes out all the pollutants and the mucus and the allergies and the dirt from your nose. So in theory, it sounds great. And for most people, it works really well. The problem is, if you use it for long, long periods of time, so for short periods, it's great. I recommend it all the time to my patients.
Mm-hmm.
But a recent study showed that long-term chronic nasal saline irrigation users had a much higher incidence of sinus infections.
Oh.
And the theory behind it is that most people don't really, you know, some people will use pre-mixed packages, so it's isotonic saline, so it's the same concentration as normal plasma. But many people end up using a little bit saltier saline, so they put a little too much salt in. Then you get what's called hypertonic saline. And that has a way of paralyzing the cilia of the mucous membrane. So you have this blanket of finger-like cilia in your nose, and it kind of pushes the mucus blanket out of your sinuses and into your nose, and you end up swallowing about 2 pints of mucus normally every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you paralyze the cilia, yes, you're kind of decongesting your nose and you're flushing out all the pollutants, but the mucus just kind of sits there and stagnates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what can set you up for infections more often. So what they showed was that if you stopped irrigating, that the people who don't irrigate anymore had a much lower incidence of sinus infections.
Well, you know, I just take a little salt and put it in lukewarm water and sniff. Is there a certain amount of salt that you should put in, like a cup of water or something?
Sure. It's basically, the formula is 1 teaspoon of sea salt, not table salt.
Mm-hmm.
It can be kosher salt or pickling salt because you don't want iodine.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 cups of lukewarm water.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that'll give you this isotonic saline. And you can also put a pinch of baking soda
because
that'll help to neutralize it, make it not as irritating. So that's, but you know, some people just, you know, use just, you know, rough measurements and so if it's too salty or not salty enough, then that causes problems.
Mm-hmm. I suspect I've been using too much salt in there based on that, but I don't use it for very long periods.
Sure. I think once in a while, you know, even if it gets paralyzed temporarily, the cilia will come back.
Yeah.
But if you do it on a long-term, you know, frequent basis, then that's going to cause more damage.
Yeah. Then how is it that the timing of meals relate to allergies and asthma?
Well, that's a great question. That what happens is that I think you've probably heard that you shouldn't eat late, that it's bad for your health, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very common, wise recommendation. But looking at it from a sleep breathing standpoint, let's say that you do stop breathing once in a while, but you don't have any juices in your stomach. If you just recently ate a snack or a meal and you have all these extra juices and you stop breathing once in a while, you're going to suction up those extra juices into your throat, which can then go back to your nose.
Mm-hmm.
So that causes additional inflammation, which can cause your nose to be, you know, swollen and congested. It also causes your nose to be extra sensitive because it gets irritated.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do have allergies, it just overreacts. These multiple arousals also causes a nervous system imbalance where that balance between the delicate balance between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system becomes misaligned. And your nose, from a nervous system standpoint, becomes overly excitable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, again, that goes back to that chronic or non-allergic rhinitis,
mm-hmm.
where it's overly sensitive to weather changes, chemical scents, and odors. And not too surprisingly, that condition has been linked with acid reflux, too, in many studies.
Mm-hmm.
So you notice how a lot of these things that we think of as allergies are probably not just allergies alone. It's a combination of a lot of other factors.
Mm-hmm.
But when you treat the allergy problem, let's say you have a simple spring allergy problem, and you treat that with antihistamines or avoidance measures, in many cases it does help. But notice how it never goes away completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, Steve, how is sleep position related to allergies and asthma?
Okay. So I described before how all modern humans' tongue can fall back partially when you're on your back due to gravity. And depending on the size of your jaw, and most modern humans have smaller jaws than what we used to have hundreds of years ago, and that's thought to be due to a major change in their diets, perhaps the invention of the bottle for bottle feeding, a lot of other factors. But you can imagine the smaller the jaw that you have, the more dental crowding you have, and there's less room for your tongue to sit in. So
mm-hmm.
when you lay on your back, the tongue falls back partially, but if your jaw is on the small side, then it's going to fall back more. But then that's okay when you're awake. The problem is when you're sleeping, in deep sleep, when your muscles relax, you will stop breathing more often and wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So most people would naturally prefer to sleep on the side of their stomachs. And if you actually take an informal poll of all your friends and these days, what you're going to see is that not too many people are able to stay on their backs when they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, they just turn over to their side or stomach. And so you're going to do that anyway. You're going to sleep on your side or stomach. However, if you, for some reason, force yourself to sleep on your back, let's say you have an injury to your shoulder, or let's say a chiropractor tells you to sleep on your back. There are even dermatologists now that are telling women don't sleep on their stomachs because
mm-hmm.
it causes facial wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
So I have women like at least two or three times a week coming in, complaining about 6 weeks of sinus pain, headaches, throat pain, fatigue. And it turns out they read an article in one of their magazines, and they start sleeping on their backs when they normally sleep on their stomachs.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Then, is there anything else you would like to say, Steve, before we look at your book and your services?
Sure. If there's one important message I want everyone to really, really understand and appreciate and implement, is you should not eat within 3 to 4 hours of bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
Just make that a strict rule and just follow it as much as you can, because, I mean, it helps people to various degrees, but that's probably the one piece of advice that I give that makes the most difference in terms of people's sleep quality and also how they feel during the day. And this also applies to alcohol, because alcohol is a strong muscle relaxant. So if you drink alcohol within that 3 to 4 hour time frame, then that also causes more muscle relaxation and you start breathing more often. So
mm-hmm.
obviously some people resort to alcohol to relax and fall asleep easier, but once they do, their sleep quality goes downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend just addressing those two issues. And also, going back to the nose, you should keep that as clear as possible. So that's why you have to treat allergies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use these rinses. Some people have very flimsy nostrils, so you have to kind of use those breathe right strips,
mm-hmm.
the nasal dilator mm-hmm. strips that kind of keep your nostrils open. So those are the three general recommendations that I recommend. Nasal optimization, timing of meals, timing of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
that makes a huge difference for most people in terms of how well they sleep. That directly will also improve your allergy symptoms and asthma. I didn't talk about asthma that much, but asthma is actually the same thing as allergies in the nose. It's just happening in the lungs. It's an overreaction of your lung tissue.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Then would you like to tell us about your book and your services and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. My book is called Sleep Interrupted: A Physician Reveals the Number One Reason Why So Many of Us Are Sick and Tired. And you can find it at sleepinterrupted.com. You can also get it at Amazon and the major booksellers. My website is drstevenpark.com, drstevenpark.com. I mean, go to my website for more information. I have tons of great information, free resources, and information about how to reach me or if you want to see me for consultation.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I appreciate this, and it's been very interesting and informative, and I know it will be a help to the listeners.
Thank you very much. It's truly a pleasure.
Thank you, Steve. My second guest is Lou Paradise, who will talk about natural product to eliminate back and other pain. Mr. Paradise is the founder and chief of research of Topical Biomedics, producing natural solutions for pain management. Lou is a Marine Corps helicopter combat and rescue veteran, serving two rotations in Vietnam. He is very modest about his combat service, but his many decorations are for bravery in combat and rescue missions of wounded soldiers and fellow Marines and for humanitarian rescues of Vietnam citizens. During these missions, he developed carpal tunnel syndrome that caused severe pain. Using his knowledge of homeopathy, natural medicine, physiology, herbal medicine, and other natural healing modalities, he self-experimented for relief from his pain. Using his intuitive ability, he decided to combine some homeopathic medicines and began to see improvement. He refined the product that is now Toprosyn that treats a wide range of ailments. Mr. Paradise has a 25-year history of researching natural medicines, has developed pain management seminars for senior citizens, is considered an expert on rehabilitation and restorative medicine, and has appeared as an expert on doctor-hosted medical call-in radio shows. He has been invited to participate on a committee that interfaces with both the FDA and FTC, addressing the growing national interest in natural medicine. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Lou. And I look forward to hearing about some natural products for pain relief. First, as someone who produces natural products to deal with pain, how do you define pain?
You know, pain is a phenomena, Carl. The body is a wonderfully innate, intelligent organism.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us the opportunity to know everything that we need to know about what's happening in the body and to the body based on symptoms and signals. And, of course, the pain that we experience is really a chemical reaction in an area where we've had an effective, where we may have gotten an injury, or we might have some arthritis or lower back or even carpal tunnel, neuropathic pain. And the pain signal is there for the body to tell the conscious mind that, hey, I've got a problem. I'm trying to work out a solution to repair what's going on here. And it is also a phenomenal way to mobilize all of the chemistries, all of the fabulous things the body does to actually repair and to keep cells healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So pain isn't what people think, you know, something, oh my goodness, this is terrible stuff. Not that we don't hurt and people don't like to be in that mode for sure, but it is the best indicator we have that the body's telling us, hey, by the way, something's happening. And then, of course, that may be a need to go to the doctor and get a diagnosis. It may be a need to just recognize, oh, goodness, I got that rheumatism again, or I got that sciatic again.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a signal that helps us to understand the body has got a problem and it's trying to work its way through that.
Mm-hmm. And why is healing the ultimate form of pain relief and prevention so important?
Oh, it's such a fabulous question. One of the most essential things that happens with the body, and kind of the description of what we can, you know, kind of analogies is if you have a splinter in your finger, it hurts pretty good. Once you extract it out of there, the pain starts to subside. And even if you just did nothing, just kept it clean and maybe even put a Band-Aid if you wanted to do that,
mm-hmm.
in 2 or 3 days, the pain would be completely gone. And we pretty much did absolutely nothing except just took the initial thing out that caused the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the body's ability to heal, it ultimately made it possible for us to enjoy relief of pain. You know, if we've got a broken bone, the tissue around it, not maybe the bone, but the tissue around it hurts like crazy,
mm-hmm.
until the body heals and repairs that damage, and then, of course, the pain is gone. So when we talk about pain relief and healing, which is a very vital thing, the reality then comes to us that healing really is, as a result of that, the ultimate form of pain relief. First of all, that's going to get us to where we want to be without the pain, and it's going to get us there without the side effects. Mm-hmm. Not to suggest we might use some medications and appropriate ones for short term, but that is really the reason I believe everybody's come to understand that pain relief and healing go hand in hand, and healing is the ultimate form of relieving pain.
Mm-hmm. And what is Topicin pain relief and healing cream? And what makes it different from other pain relievers?
One of the most important things to recognize is a lot of folks out there really desperate for relieving pain. And, of course, we see constantly these situations where more and more over-the-counter pain relievers, the oral pain medicines, acetaminophen and ibuprofen and such, all are getting very, very bad reviews on the problems mm-hmm. that they cause and side effects far more serious side effects and causing far more serious medical conditions potentially and really than the pain that people were treating themselves for.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when I started to realize this, I actually, as a result of being in the Marine Corps and being a helicopter combat squadron, I developed a miserable case of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Topicin actually came about as a result of my experiments, my physiology and natural medicines background, kind of necessity became the mother of invention. And Topicin is a healing catalyst. It's a healing technology. It does not relieve pain by deadening symptoms, as would be the smelly, greasy, kind of hot ointments that most people don't like using. And, of course, when they find that those don't work, we'll wind up taking more oral pain medicine. So Topicin, natural biomedicines, these are 11 homeopathic medicines that we have put into a proprietary technology, and what that means is we found a way that synergy, the idea of synergizing mm-hmm. medicines so they can be most active where they, number one, are recognized not to do harm, and number two, homeopathic medicines are recognized very specifically for stimulating a healing response, that this idea of using these medicines that are natural, the body recognizes, that are molecular medicines that go way down into the cells as soon as they're put on the skin,
mm-hmm.
helps the body to come to a point where we have what is called a homeostasis, homeostatic balance, where now all the things the body needs in order for it to heal itself, to repair itself, is now finally back to where it wants to be in order to do that. So that's what Topicin is. It's a mm-hmm. cream. It has no side effects. We don't use petroleum or menthol, camphor, or eucalyptus, so it's odorless, greaseless, non-irritating. I think those things make it not only different, but it's formidable in that it works truly with the body's natural chemistries and not against it.
Mm-hmm. And how satisfied are customers with Topicin?
You know, that's a very, very good question. I think most people are not happy with things they use that don't get them results
mm-hmm.
in noticeable time. Most of the people using Topicin, whether it be somebody with arthritis or lower back pain, carpal tunnel, not to suggest this stuff is going to go away overnight because you use, you know, mm-hmm. one product, but most people will see a very different situation with their pain within about 20 to 25 minutes of that very first application.
Mm-hmm.
So they know for sure there's something to this. You know, there's a lot of things on the marketplace, very unfortunately, that really don't work. And we have had the good fortune of being involved in the medical side of protocols to help treatment protocols for mm-hmm. post-surgical trauma. We do a lot of work in the VA with, very personal to me, obviously, with our soldiers and airmen and Marines and what have you, who have been injured in the war. I don't think any product has ever had that kind of acid test where we're seeing people after surgery get better by considerable percentages lower than normal, recovering faster, getting better relief, and the more important thing of being able to do that while not taking quite as much or in some cases taking the oral medicine at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a remarkable reputation, very scientific research reputation of our product. So needless to say, we have taken an independent audit which says we have a 99% satisfaction rate and mm-hmm. retention rate with everybody who's ever used our product from 1994.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Yes, sir. And we're very proud and quite humbled by it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I assume that if the doctor prescribes this, that mm-hmm. insurance will pay for it. Is that correct?
You know, the one thing that's happened to us, we do have insurance reimbursement case to case if the doctor authorizes it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are people who we have had who have had some of the most severe kind of problems, both from an accident and muscular reconstruction, folks that have had multiple operations, very severe cases, where the insurance company signed off on that immediately. So there is a reimbursement thing that that does happen, a mechanism that does happen for this.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something the doctor has to authorize.
Right. That's good, because people are always concerned about how much it's going to cost me.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
And when they're paying insurance, they should be able to get their medications, especially the natural ones.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I know you've been a big advocate of changing the complexion of letting people understand what it is that they need to look at true, not only just alternatives, but better treatment standards that do happen to occur in the natural therapies, and how we can look at cost containment, because the real part of it, especially in today's economy, is there's a lot of beautiful, incredible people who have just fallen on some hard times. They don't need to have the other insult of not being able to afford what they need in medicines and things that are going to help them.
Right, right. Now, Lou, besides side effects, how do oral pain relief medicines interfere with healing, and how does Topperson address this issue?
Those are two very good questions, Carl, and I really appreciate it. One of the most essential things that we know for sure is that we talked a little bit about the pain signal and what that does, how the body can, it's like if you look at it like the army, the body's pain signal is like the trumpeter. You know, it's going to call everybody to arms and say, hey, we got to come out here and do some battle. And the whole entire healing process, both chemical reactions and everything that occurs, white blood cells, the opportunity to bring enzymes into the area to heal, to help heal, detoxify the tissue, all of that is essential for the body's natural and normal process of staying healthy, let alone repairing damage.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we put oral medication into the body, it taxes both the liver and the kidneys and the gastrointestinal tract. Kind of a byproduct situation said, well, we're going to put the fact that it causes liver and kidney damage and gastrointestinal bleeding aside mm-hmm. for a moment. What really is happening is the body then is tricked into believing that the pain that does still exist, the problem in repairing what's needed still exists, but doesn't feel it, doesn't mm-hmm. sense it anymore. It starts to literally shut down any of its opportunity to heal whatever damage there may be, because it isn't mobilizing those chemistries anymore, because it believes, it senses that the pain isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
So this artificial way of, and you know, I mean, if I'm in an accident or I fell down the stairs, do I want to take some oral pain medication? Well, you know, Topperson probably will help you more,
mm-hmm.
but sure, if you wanted to take a short-term version of that, we're talking about folks who are taking that kind of stuff every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So Topperson has, what happens with Topperson is because it's so acutely tuned into this idea that if relieving pain has to first come by helping the body to sense that the pain now is starting to come under control, it will then start gradually shutting down, or sometimes immediately shutting down, the pain signal, the chemical
mm-hmm.
reaction that causes us discomfort. And the idea of not creating any side effects is probably one of the most incredible things. I think for me, Carl, and you know this better than probably most, you know, when we restore someone's hope that something better can happen that's safer,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't cause side effects, that they love using, and
mm-hmm.
they can use on their body, on any one of their family members, including the youngest, it gives people lots of good sense of, wow, my hope is right back in my own hands, and now I can see myself getting better, and how incredibly important that is for the person who's been suffering a long time.
Right, right. Now, Lou, is there anything else you would like to say about Topperson before we look at your products and how the listeners can reach you?
Oh, sure. I think the most important thing, a lot of folks have tried other topical pain relief products, and some of them are saying to themselves, oh, my goodness, why in the heck should I try one more? And the only thing I can suggest is that everyone who's ever come to our product company probably came to us last, because we're the little guy on the block still.
Mm-hmm.
But it is worth the time to call us and get these products. We guarantee the products 100%, a no-nonsense money-back guarantee. We don't get returns. because the products work, but we believe that people should never, ever have to think, well, goodness gracious, if it doesn't work, then what do I do? I think our company has always taken a very full, you know, people are surprised, I think even shocked, to call and actually speak to someone who's truly speaking with them mm-hmm. about what's going on with the, so our whole company, the products, everything that we do is about relationships and people, not about selling products. I mean, we all have to do something to make a living for sure, but if it isn't about first the people and taking care of them and really helping them to understand why the value of the product, how it can help them in their circumstance, and even other things that they can do to help themselves, which is something I know you are a big mm-hmm. champion of, you know, so all of our company, all the companies out there should be doing more of that. And I think that's what I'd primarily rather say about us and the product mm-hmm. As opposed to anything else. And the only exception is if you have arthritis, lower back pain, you have carpal tunnel, you are someone who's just had a surgery, you've got a knee replacement, hip replacement, you want to finally get to the point where the residual kind of pain that you're still experiencing is something that is in the past. You really have to try this technology. And if you haven't tried Topperson, you haven't tried the technology.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Lou. Now, will you tell us about all of your products and how the listeners can reach you?
Sure. The easiest way to get to our company is we do have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. You can go to our website, which is www.topperson, which is spelled T as in Thomas, O, P for Paul, R, I, C, I, N, topperson.com. And we have an array of products. Our initial premium Topperson healing cream is one that comes in a 2-ounce tube and a 4-ounce jar. These are the most popular products that we have. This is a product that will really help pretty much any kind of ailment you have, including irritation of the skin and if you're having some abrasions or you have, we have a lot of folks who talk about treating their sunburn with it and mosquito bites because this helps with inflammation. This product has a fabulous way of being able to help with inflammation and nerve-related issues. So this is, I invented this product some 30 years ago for my own problem with bilateral carpal tunnel, so I know exactly what people go through and how they feel. We have a children's version. Pediatrics loves our Topperson product, but we decided we could make one better that actually addressed that children are little people, but they're not little adults.
Right.
And they need something that's going to help. Their skin is different. The way they heal is different. The injuries they suffer is different. We have pediatricians who love this product because this is the first time they've been able to put in the hands of parents and the children a product that not only was safe but worked, mm-hmm. where we weren't resorting to the typical children's oral medication, whether it be acetaminophen or ibuprofen, Tylenol, Motrin, whatever it may be, and how better it was for the child and the parent to get something that really helped them with the cause of the problem. We donate 5% of the sales, not the profits, but the sales of Topperson Jr. to pediatric cancer care, mm-hmm. something I know very close to your heart in terms mm-hmm. of general, you know, the idea of your story and how phenomenal it was. And the third product is a foot therapy product. Again, our Topperson formulations are just fabulous for any part of the body, but we have target-specific science that we can actually look at the foot, which is a very different mechanism, as much as it all is, you know, may look the same in terms of this texture of the skin and everything from the hands and all. The foot is a very different, very complicated joint. Lots of folks, especially women, have a lot more problems in their feet. So we tweak this formulation to address the issue about how someone needing to look at a foot area, maybe a neuropathic pain, a burning pain, plantar fasciitis, sports injuries, somebody who's suffering from the bunions and neuromas, you know, nerve-related problems, and put the medicine specific for that, along with the fact of the fungus and bacteria that's on the foot that's very different than any other part of the body, and addressing that issue so we can really bring something formidable specifically for foot care. So all of those products are available either at our website, www.topperson.com, or our 800 number, 1-800-959-1007.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate this very much, Lou. It's been interesting to hear about these products, and I will try the foot product since I have had fungus on my feet.
Yeah.
But as I told you, I have very rare pain of any sort. In fact, I do not accept pain, and I think that that is an important aspect of having pain stay away.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I had physical therapy when I did injure my back some years back.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, the physical therapist said, well, we're finished. And I said, but I still have back pain. And she said, well, she said, it's arthritis. She said, people your age all have arthritis. I said, but I didn't have it 6 months ago, and I don't expect to have it now. So I said, I will not keep this pain. And so then I had three people tell me about chiropractors whom I had never visited before.
Sure.
So I went to a very fine chiropractor that was associated with the Edgar Cayce Foundation.
Fabulous.
And in not too many sessions, my back pain was gone, and I continued some exercises. But that was probably 4 or 5 years ago, and I've had no back pain since.
Well, you know, the fabulous part of that story, as you know, Carl, and the phenomenal, sterling contribution you've made to wellness for people, is I can't thank you enough for this conversation and for being here with you. And, of course, what we look in terms of the chiropractic community, who, I mean, tens of thousands of chiropractors use our product along with physical therapists, because if we're dealing with causal relationships, is what's going on with the pain, as opposed to trying to deal with it chemically, or, you know, not looking at the issue, not looking at the real issue, along with the fact of our desire to be pain-free as much as we are going to decide in our minds, say, look, we have a powerful mechanism. All of this works together beautifully, too. And, and, you know, people don't know what they don't know, and unless they have somebody who they trust like they do you, and or in our case, they do us, they need a real helping hand to be guided. And these same beautiful people, if the shoe is on the other foot, would do the same for us.
Right.
How important it is for them to hear your experience. That's what really, I think, tells people if you really know not only what you're talking about, but how you truly believe in what you now have in your experience levels, as I do mine, for what really matters most. Us all sticking together, helping each other for real, not over-promising, and under delivering, but the exact opposite. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. If you know, if something that you're recommending isn't good enough for grandma, then why the heck you recommend it to anybody else?
Right. Well, thank you very much, Lou. This has been very interesting.
As well, Carl. Thank you so very much, and super privilege and pleasure being with you today. And keep up the work you're doing. And love to be in touch with you and extend some of our stuff together. And so much appreciate this time together with you today.
Thank you. Our last guest is Kathy Cayce, who will talk about Pilates yoga for back pain. Ms. Cayce is known as the Healthy Boomer Body Expert, and is an experienced registered Hatha yoga teacher, certified Akyu yoga teacher, a certified Pilates teacher, and certified in Ayurvedic physical healing. She writes a monthly column for the South Shore's Senior News, Life After 50, Boomers Forever, Boomer Living, and other magazines, produces her own TV show called To Your Health, and is founder of the Healthy Boomer's Body Studio in Otis, Massachusetts. Her latest book is Get Off the Couch, Potato. More information is available at www.healthyboomerbody.com. Kathy has a DVD titled Get Rid of Sciatic Pain for Good. The first person who contacts me at the end of this show today at carlhelvey@cox.net at 12:55 Pacific Standard Time with their name and address will receive the DVD. Their name will be published in the next monthly issue of Healthy Holistic Aging. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Kathy, and I look forward to hearing how exercise helps chronic back pain.
Well, thank you for having me on. This is great, Carl.
Well, I'm happy you're here, Kathy. First, how does exercise help, and why are more doctors referring patients with back pain to Pilates classes?
Well, it's Pilates class, actually, and I think it's great. first off, let me say, when docs refer to my classes, I'm thrilled. And more of that is happening these days. And it's because they understand that the program that Joseph Pilates designed is all about building stability in your spine, keeping it aligned. It has major deep breathing throughout, which also helps get oxygen to all those muscles. So you're working the deep muscles. Your emphasis is on your alignment and your posture and proper breathing. And between all of that, you end up with a much healthier back. And the old adage of, you know, lying on your back in bed with a heating pad, that doesn't work anymore, and doctors are finally realizing that. In recent years, they have recommended exercise because, you know, those muscles just get stiffer and stiffer if you don't use them, and it can actually make your pain worse over time. So a good combination of exercise and rest is what most doctors recommend now. And Pilates exercises are really, really some of the best for chronic back pain.
Now, at age 77, could I do these exercises easily?
You absolutely could. I often give workshops at senior centers where there are folks in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s. And a lot of them will come in and say, oh, I can't do that. But I will show them there are many, many, many modifications to these exercises so that you can actually do it. It may not look the same as mine, but nonetheless, the idea is that you are stretching those muscles. You are causing them to be healthier and flexible, and that's the point. It doesn't matter how you look when you're doing them. It's whether or not you are actually working those muscles.
And it's great that you can individualize these then, dependent upon the condition and the age, et cetera, of the person that you're working with. I like that.
Yes. I'm fortunate that my background was in yoga first before I started doing Pilates. And there are a lot of the Pilates exercises that I'm sure Joseph Pilates took from yoga poses. And so all of the modifications that I have learned as a yoga instructor work in one way or another with all of these Pilates exercises so that it works out fine. And I can usually fix it so just about anybody can do them.
Now, Kathy, could you walk us through one of the exercises?
Yes, I would love to do that. There's a very simple exercise, no matter what your age or condition, that usually you can start with, even if you're in chronic pain at the moment. And that would be if you just would lie down on your back on the floor, or if you can't get on the floor, I usually recommend piling some blankets on the floor because the bed is a little bit too soft for the exercises, and your back isn't as quite as stable on the bed. So if you pile up some blankets on the floor and then lie down on the floor, then usually your back is nice and stable and it's in a good position. And having your feet flat with your knees bent protects your lower back. A lot of times if you just lie down flat, that puts a little bit of a strain on your lower back. So with your knees bent and feet flat about hip distance apart, then you can get the most out of this, out of any exercise. And in fact, that's a good place to rest when you're, when it's time to rest your back to do that for several minutes. That will help. For the exercise, you then take your right ankle and put it on your left thigh. Or if you're not very flexible, and that's hard to do, we're going to end up lifting that left leg up. So you could place the right ankle on the left shin. You do want to keep it off the knee so that you don't do anything, any damage to the knee. And then you just raise that left leg up and grab hold of it with your both of your hands. So one would go through the hole in between where your leg is. and the other hand goes behind your leg. And you just, as gently as possible, pull that left leg towards you, which is going to stretch out all those muscles that are causing your troubles on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And breathing deeply will bring fresh oxygen to them, making them healthier.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do that for 1 to 2 minutes, and it's a good one because you can judge for yourself. If you feel pain, that's too much. You just want to get that nice little stretch in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 1 or 2 minutes, you switch and do the other side. It's a very simple exercise. And I haven't found anybody yet, actually, that hasn't been able to at least start with that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy, is a warm-up necessary before these exercises?
Well, that really depends on how bad your pain is, and not necessarily a warm-up as a rest. So I would say that if your pain is really bad, that once you get into the lying down position with your feet flat and the knees bent, that maybe just take some really deep breaths there for 2 or 3 minutes and give your back a chance to relax. That is a very neutral position. It's good for your back because your spine has its natural alignment when you're lying in that position. So if you would rest it for a few minutes before you do the exercise, then that will give you a better stretch during the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be so painful.
Mm-hmm.
So I do recommend, if you're really in chronic pain, that it would be good to just let the back rest in that position for a few minutes first.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is somatics and how does it help chronic back pain?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that one, because I haven't met very many people who do know about somatics. But what happens with chronic pain is that your body has this sort of natural defense mechanism that prevents you from moving, immobilizes whatever area where you have the pain. And, you know, I guess that's good, except that what happens with chronic pain is that it never relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
It just ends up staying that way for months and months and months, and then your brain loses that connection. There is a circuit that doesn't work anymore. So your muscles, wherever they are, either in your neck and shoulders or in your lower back, they don't know how to relax anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That connection's been lost. And so somatics is a very simple, easy way of getting that brain wire, if you will, the circuitry, to work again.
Mm-hmm.
You start with some very, very simple exercises that retrain those muscles to relax. And you have to do them every day. But if you did them every day for about a month, then the circuitry would work again. So you would remember how to relax. And a lot of people don't even realize. They'll come into a workshop thinking that they have their shoulders relaxed, for instance. And after they do one of these exercises, will realize that they weren't relaxed at all.
Mm-hmm.
It truly is a disconnect in your circuits.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy, would you tell us about your DVDs, any books or services or products that you have, and how the listeners can reach you?
Yes, thank you for asking, Carl. My website is www.healthyboomer, as in baby boomer, healthyboomerbody.com. And I have a series of workshops and a series of coaching and DVDs. My best-selling DVD, as you could imagine, is called Get Rid of Sciatic Pain for Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
People who have sciatica really want to get rid of it,
right.
And it's no fun. And it includes an explanation of what causes your pain and why it goes all the way down your leg,
mm-hmm.
and also some exercises which I demonstrate modifications for so that anyone can do them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be a good one for people who have back problems. And also, I'll come and do a workshop anywhere. I love to travel, so
mm-hmm.
drop me a note and I'll come to wherever you are and do a workshop on pain in your lower back or in your neck and shoulder area. I'm happy to to help out. Mm-hmm. I love what I do.
Great. Good. Well, I appreciate this, Kathy. It's been interesting, and I know it will be useful information for those that have chronic back pain, which is the majority of the population.
Yes, 85%, I hear.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
So thanks again. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.